we couldn't get our budget passed without doing exactly what the governor wanted us to do. And so we felt like we were kind of held hostage by the governor.
Budgets, not often seen as the most exciting topic to discuss, but is one of the most important components that keeps our state running. This week, we have the privilege of having Representative Brad Last on the show to talk about the base budget. So without further ado, let's get started. Representative Last, thank you for joining us on the show today.
It's nice to be here, Harry. Thanks for doing these podcasts. I think it's a great idea for the House of Representatives.
Glad to have you on. Now, just for our listeners out there, tell us, what do you do for the House? I hear you're the chair of some committee.
I'm chair of entertainment. Yeah. Well, my official title is chair of Executive Appropriations Committee.
Okay, and what do you do in that committee?
Well, the Executive Appropriations Committee consists of the leadership in both houses and both parties, and our responsibility really is to put the budget together for presentation in the Senate and in the House. So it's really the nuts and bolts of the budget is essentially what the Executive Appropriations Committee is.
Okay, that sounds very thrilling. I'm sure most of us are excited to hear about budget numbers.
Yeah.
I also am hearing that the base budget is going to be passed out this week. What does that mean? And what is the base budget?
Yeah, base budgets. Actually, today in the Senate and the House, we passed base budgets. Like a lot of bills that relate to the budget, we try to do some of it, try to start some of it in the House and start some of it in the Senate. So the Senate budget bills were passed today, and they will come over to the House tomorrow when we will pass the base budget bills from the Senate. And we passed the House base budget bills in the House, and we will send them over to the Senate so they can be passed tomorrow. So we try to share the work, and that's what happened today, and that's what will happen tomorrow.
Okay, and how does the base budget differ from the budget as a whole?
Yeah. Well, the base budget is essentially a place to start. That's how I would describe it. Years ago, just for some history, I think this is kind of fun. And I'm thinking this was probably in 2003, or, well, let's see, maybe 2004 or 2005, when I was a new legislator. We had a governor that really took a hard line right at the end of the session, and we couldn't get our budget passed without doing exactly what the governor wanted us to do. And so we felt like we were kind of held hostage by the governor. At that point in time, we didn't have base budgets. We would just come to the session, and we would start talking about new money if we had extra money, or if we needed to cut budgets, we would talk about cutting budgets. But we really didn't have a place to start with a base like we do now. And after this governor, who will remain nameless, really pushed the legislature in ways that we didn't want to be pushed, we decided that we would change the process that next year, or maybe it was 2 years later. We probably passed the rules in the next session and then started the year after that. And what we decided to do as a legislature was to pass base budgets, which are typically the budgets from the year before, with no additions, and we would use that as a place to start the following year. And by doing that, we passed the base budget bills early in the session so that if we get into budget difficulty with the governor later on and the governor threatens to veto our budget bills or whatever, we don't need to be too threatened because we know that we can leave the session without doing anything else, and we can just fall back on the base budgets that we had the year before, and the state will go on. And so that was just a way for the legislature to maintain a little more control over the budget process, which we are responsible for. The legislature is responsible for appropriating money, and we take our responsibility very seriously, and we protect our role as a legislature, and that's why we started this base budget process. It's worked very well, and we really haven't had too many challenges with the governors since then, but the process is well understood, and I think it has served the state very well.
Awesome. Thanks for that bit of history. I didn't actually know that myself. So what is in the base budget then?
Well, this year is a very unique year. I mean, obviously, it's the COVID year. We've had a lot of interesting challenges. Our economy has had interesting challenges, which results in challenges for state revenues. So this year, we decided to do something different, but it was largely driven by the fact that we really don't know what's going to happen with respect to COVID during the legislative session. as you know, we're in full swing. We're up here wearing masks. We're trying to be as careful as we can. In the House, we have protective plexiglass between legislators. We're not allowing people onto the floor. You know, we're doing all of these things, but we had some real concern that we might end up in a situation where we start having some kind of a COVID outbreak during the session and we have to shut down or leave, or at least the regular budgeting process would be disrupted significantly. So what we decided to do this year was to add a lot of things that really needed to happen in the base budget so that, again, if we had to leave, we would have much of the work that we would typically do done, and there would not be challenges throughout the state in our state departments, and particularly in public education, because we couldn't get our work finished. So that's what we did.
And speaking of public education, the legislature is funding education at a record rate this year, I hear.
Yeah. Let me just give you some ideas. Of course, the education budget in the state of Utah is over $4 billion. So that's a lot of money. And if we have a good budget year, good revenues, we add several hundred million to the education budget every year, which sounds like a lot of money. But if you look at it in terms of a percentage, it's really not that big. But let me just kind of give you some ideas about what we decided to do this year. First of all, we had lots of negotiations last year because of the constitutional amendment that we wanted to implement, which gave us more flexibility with how we spent the income tax dollars. So we wanted to honor some commitments that we made to the education community by adding $140 million to the education budget. And we did that up front. We also covered education growth. Every year we try to cover just the new students that are coming in at basically the same rate or same cost as the existing students. So we did that up front this year. We also added a factor for inflation. And all of these are in the millions of dollars. Inflation, for example, is $62 million. The enrollment growth is $28 million, just to give you an idea. We also had some things, again, that were part of the negotiations with the education community last year. We set up what's called a Public Education Stabilization Fund, and we, as a legislature, promised to put a certain amount of our surplus or extra revenue growth, or new revenue growth, I guess would be the right term, into this stabilization fund. And basically what that allows us to do is if we get into a challenging time, we can dip into this stabilization fund to fund public education. So again, that was a nice thing that came out of the negotiations. Probably one of the biggest things, and something that you've heard a lot about in the news, is the teacher bonus or stipend. We realize that teachers in the state have been under a tremendous amount of pressure, trying to do things that they've never had to do before, teach students in a way that they've never had to teach them, especially with the younger kids, trying to keep masks on them. And so because of the pressure that the teachers have been under, we decided that we wanted to give them a bonus with some of the surplus money that we have. And that amounts to $121 million. So that's a lot of money for education. I mean, over $400 million right up front. And we're probably not done with what we're going to do. The base budgets are done, but we will continue to discuss public education throughout the session, and very likely that we will add another significant chunk of money to the public education budget.
And I also hear, aside from the teachers getting an additional bonus in pay, it sounds like state employees also are going to be receiving something additional as well.
And that's another thing that, again, we really don't typically do. We've basically added 3% to the budget for salaries or for compensation for state employees and higher education employees. That's just like the public education budget. That's usually done later in the session. But this year, we wanted to do that up front just to honor our state employees, because we had a 3% budget increase or a 3% compensation increase in the budget last year when we left the session in March. But because of the COVID impact that was starting to happen and quickly developed shortly thereafter, we had to take that away, along with lots of other things in the state that we had to eliminate. Basically, all the things that we added in the budget last year, we had to take away in the months after the session. So this is another $67 million that will go to state employees and higher education employees. and another unusual thing that we typically don't do in the base budget.
So that's in direct result because it was taken away from them last year, and so you're giving it back to them this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it's not like we're giving them 3% for last year and then another 3% for this year. We're just making up the 3% that we didn't that we weren't able to do last year. And again, like public education, we will continue to talk as the session goes on about possible additions as well. But one thing I want to point out, because of these big numbers that we've already put into the budget and a few other things, let me just kind of give you an idea of a couple of other things. We've set aside a pretty significant chunk of money, $60 million in the base budget for emergency disease response. This is directly related to COVID. We don't know what the federal government is going to do. We think that they may give us more money, and it sounds like that's developing right now. But we wanted to make sure that we had some money set aside so that we could respond in a way that we felt was appropriate with state dollars. Another thing that people, I think, are familiar with is just the fact that we've had terrible fire seasons in the state over the last couple of years. And so one of the things that we're going to do is pay for those fires. And we also are setting aside money to pay for fires in the coming season. So that's another $56 million. A lot of the fires in the state of Utah that are on federal land are, at least to fight the fires, the federal government provides a lot of money. But on state and private lands, the state is paying for all of that. So that ends up being a lot of money. So those are the big things that we've already included in the budget. And so when you look at the total, we've already added basically almost $600 million into the budget, much more than we would ever do in the base budgets. And it's just because of the uniqueness of the year. And we want to make sure that we have these things covered up front in case we have to leave.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. With the base budget well underway, sounds like it's going to be passed this week. Is that correct?
Yeah, by tomorrow, at the end of floor time, we will have the base budgets passed in both houses.
So tomorrow, Thursday, so by the time our listeners hear this on Friday, the base budget should be passed. What can we expect from the rest of the budget? Is there anything that you can give our listeners a little bit of a preview of?
Well, this is where the excitement really starts in the session. We actually have had a very good year this year in the state. It's kind of crazy. One of the reasons we're in a good position is because we cut our budget so significantly and so quickly as soon as we realized that there was a problem. So we took out all the extra money last year, and the economy continued to do well. Obviously, there are areas of the budget or of the state economy that are not doing well. Sit-down restaurants, obviously, are having a challenge. Anything related to the convention industry is a challenge. But as you know, construction has just been blowing up in the state. And tourism really has been strong. I mean, after a couple of months in the spring and early summer, things just exploded. And it's a different group of visitors. It's not the people from Asia and Europe. It's people from California and Nevada and surrounding states. People in the United States have been jumping in their cars and traveling to Utah. And so we've been extremely busy. I speak mainly of southern Utah where I live. Zion National Park has had very high visitation. Businesses in Springdale, right at the mouth of the park, have been doing as well or better than they've ever done. And so the economy has done well, so our revenues are actually in pretty good shape. So we will be adding still another $400 or $500 million to the budget. Much of this is one-time money, which won't necessarily mean anything to people that aren't involved in the budgeting process, but that just means it's money left over from last year. And so we can spend it one time on things like buildings or roads or other things that don't commit the state on an ongoing basis. And that's most of the money we have, quite honestly. We don't have too much ongoing money left, so we can't be adding too much to salaries and things like that. Things that will be an ongoing obligation for the state, but we still have a lot of money to distribute, and we'll try to be very careful about how we do that.
Well, and I have no doubt that you guys will do a great job. You've done a great job every single year since I've been here. So thank you again for everything that you do, and thank you for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Harry. It's been fun to be here.
Well, I hope you leave the show today feeling a little bit more informed and appreciative of the base budgets. Now, we as a legislature still have a lot of work to do before the close of the legislative session, so remember to join us next week for another exciting discussion.